right.
Right, but this other firm is also municipal law that does our, I'm just saying if the person is lady feel like they could do it, I'm happy with them. If they're willing and able to do it.
But we're okay with that then.
Oh, very much so. I think that's.
So I'm going to write to the man because he just sent me here. And so I'm going to write to him and say, I spoke to you. And we want to get a simple opinion. And then, you know, however it turns out.
Yeah.
Right.
My guess is. Well, I don't know. I think that they'll.
Okay, recorder's on.
Put the paper down there.
You're welcome.
Kristen has the agreement. Why would the state even refer to that if that wasn't there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the May 21st meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Roberto Rodriguez. Would you please stand with me, please?
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's pray. God, we come into your presence this evening. We thank you for the opportunity, for allowing us to be here. We thank you for health. We thank you for everything that you do. At this moment, we invoke your name, asking that you give us wisdom throughout this meeting, that everything that we do it for your honor, for your glory. We ask that you bless us in a special way, because we know that your word tells us that you are amongst those who call your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Roll call, please.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Excused.
Aspiris Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Aspiris Sr.
Excused.
Korfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our May 7th meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
Will they be approved as posted?
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Well, now there are no public comment this evening and no standing, excuse me, there's one missing out of there. No special reports, that's farther down. Finance, Mr. Aspiris is excused this evening, so we'll move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities committee has no report. We do have some legislation coming up, and the director will also be sharing us some good news about our PCA. It will remain unchanged at the present time. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's power cost adjustments.
Right. We'll move to health and safety. Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson is excused. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Chu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and I have no report.
Thank you. There are no special committee reports tonight. We'll move to administrative reports. The mayor is excused, so we'll move to the safety service director. Mr. Wheeler's excused, but Mrs. Ensley is filling in for him.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an update on our concrete street project. The contractors are continuing to work on West Church Street. It is still a one-way street westbound from Sterling to Maple Street. And starting on Wednesday, May 23rd, Maple Street will be one-way, northbound from Market to High. The service department is preparing the cemetery for Memorial Day and the park and pool for the pool opening, which is Saturday, June 2nd. Mosquito spraying will begin shortly. The machine will be calibrated this week, and then service department can begin spraying weather-dependent. June 14th will be the first of our summer concert series. It's the hastily assembled bluegrass band, and that will start at 7 p.m. And finally, the city is hosting a building doctor clinic. This is put on by the Ohio Historic Preservation Office. This will be June 14th and 15th. There will be a two-hour training session on Thursday at 7 p.m. in this room to talk about the care of historic buildings. This is primarily for our downtown building owners, but anybody is welcome to attend. And then on Friday, the staff from the Historic Preservation Office will go out on site visits to various buildings to look at any issues that they want the staff to address for them. If anybody's interested, we have brochures and sign-ups, and they can call the Safety Service office and ask for me. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is a resolution on the agenda tonight. I'll speak to that later. And as Mr. Corkman alluded to at the last Public Utilities Board meeting, the board did approve to freeze the power cost adjustment factor. If you recall, the power cost adjustment factor is the main mechanism or driver that has an influence on the electric utilities rates. It mainly looks at changes in fuel cost and purchase power are the two larger components of that there. So the rates for the upcoming quarter will be frozen at the 2017 rates, and we hope to have those pretty well stabilized for the balance of 2018 if our projections come anywhere close to where I would expect them to be. Other than that, that's the only comments I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Council should have received the fund balance report for March of 2018 and also April of 2018. And I would just ask for a motion to approve those reports subject to audit.
I'm going to approve those reports subject to audit.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Mr. Orson seconds.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. And for my report this evening, I have nothing great to report, but the weather has been looking a lot nicer lately. Of course, many of you may have to turn your air conditioning on one of these days soon. Mr. Brediger, power plant may like that or may not, depending on how quickly everybody turns it on. And let's see here. The liquor license transfer is not happening this evening.
No, but Mr. Corfman's birthday is.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm glad that you remember that. Yes, sir.
Mr. President, it's a tradition for the President of Council to go ahead and sing to the birthday person.
You want me to sing?
I think isn't that in our bylaws?
If it is, they may remove me from office before long. You can sing. You're welcome to.
No, sir. I wouldn't take the pleasure away from you.
You wouldn't take it away from me? Okay. Oh, let's see here. That concludes our administrative reports. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, I have a note to move to vote to remove that liquor license transfer from the agenda. So I move to remove the liquor license transfer from the agenda.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wells, Spiris?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's gone.
Thank you. Resolution 1518, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Resolution 1518, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities to execute 2019 through 2026 fixed volume energy supply schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated, AMP, pertaining to Master Service Agreement 1-2006-4739.
Thank you. Mr. Brenninger, would you like to explain a little bit
there? Yes, I would. And if you would, wouldn't mind, I will just read from the memo that I sent out to City Council. I think this does a pretty good job summarizing the piece of legislation in front of us, and then we can be more than happy to answer some questions afterwards. Basically, this legislation allows the electric utility to purchase two blocks of energy for the time period 2019 through 2026. To give you a little bit of background, prior to the changes that the EPA made in our operating schedule back in 2017, the power plant provided a lot of the energy that we use on a 24-hour basis, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. In the electric industry, we call that base load power. That's power that our customers use regardless of the time of day, the season, things along that line. In 2017, those base load needs for us averaged right around 22 megawatts, and our load varies anywhere from 40 to 60 megawatts depending on the time of year, but 22 megawatts of that is energy that is used all the time. So when our power plant no longer operated on a 24-hour basis, we were short some of that energy that's being used all the time. There was a presentation that we put on in front of the utility board, and I did bring a few of those slides with me. You also have copies of that full presentation in your packets tonight, but I'll refer you to slide number 10 that kind of shows you what our energy usage looked like in 2017. And below the yellow line is that base load needs. You can see that for the year, that was roughly 22 megawatts out of the 40 to 60 that we use. Now, the projects that we're involved with, the hydro project, Prairie State, solar, things along that line, accounts for about 13 megawatts of that energy, leaving us about 9 megawatts short. We currently buy that power out on the open market. We buy that on an hourly basis, a daily basis, and for periods for less than 1 year. And we knew going forward we were going to have this shortfall, but needed to really get a year or so underneath our belt under this new operational scheme to get a better idea of what that is. Generally, when you're buying that wholesale power in the open market, you're paying a little bit more money for it. And what we have been looking at over the past year and working with AMP and a lot of their consultants is more economical ways to buy that energy. We look at buying that energy for longer periods of time and not go out and buy all of that energy needs from one supplier. And that's what I refer to as buying energy in blocks. And if you would look at slide number, the slide that looks like this guy right here, you can see from the bottom up the energy that comes from our various projects, Prairie State, Fremont, the hydros, and up until you get to the white barge section, which represents the energy that's produced by the power plant. The area that's in the hashtag up to the our load forecast is the amount of energy that we're out on the market purchasing on an hour-to-hour basis almost any time over the course of the year. And as you can see, we have filled those in with blocks of energy that are in 3-megawatt increments. And we are looking at two of those blocks that take place in increments of four-year increments. And really what this allows us to do is to go out and approach multiple suppliers. It helps us hedge some of our risk. It doesn't put basically all the eggs in one basket. It's a strategy that AMP uses for a lot of its members that don't have generation. We also purchase a lot of gas for the Fremont gas project this way. We've locked down a bulk of that energy need for a period, and then we buy these other incremental parts in what we call blocks. If we can go out and deploy this strategy, we estimate we can probably save ourselves about $100,000 a year, conservatively. I would expect that number will probably be closer to $125,000, maybe $150,000 a year. These energy blocks that we're buying, each one of these blocks represents about 8 to 9% of the total energy that we use. And each one of these blocks costs us in the neighborhood of around $1 million. To give you a general idea, our purchase power cost this year is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 million. So this amount of energy represents a small portion of the total amount of energy that we buy. And again, by kind of diversifying these purchases, looking at them in increments of time, we can, again, kind of alleviate some of these risks and also save ourselves some money over the years. The legislation that's in front of you allows us to look at purchasing two of these blocks with energy amounts up to 4 megawatts. The example that I showed you showed a 3 megawatts blocks, mainly just for illustration purposes, to show you how those blocks kind of fill in there and get us up to the needs that we need on an annual basis. We'll adjust that need. They may be blocks of 2 megawatts, they may be blocks of 3 megawatts, depending on how the pricing and the proposals come in here. But the legislation gives us a little flexibility to try to maximize the various options and the various proposals that AMP will be out seeking for us, assuming this legislation is approved. Again, the board did go through the full presentation. Mr. Korfman was in attendance during that review. The board was in full support of this. We don't need this legislation approved tonight, but the sooner we approve this, the sooner we can let AMP go out and issue some requests for proposals for that. And maybe with that, I'll stop and answer any kind of questions that you might have.
Mr. Corkman.
Thank you. I got 2 points to make. Just on the volatility of it, we got our AMP update this week, and in it, they give you the prices. And last week, electricity went from a high of $56 per megawatt hour down to 32.5 megawatt hour. So that's the volatility we're trying to combat by buying this. And the other thing is, if we buy these blocks, they are actually futures commodities. If we change or we have different plans, we can resell them as easily as we bought them. That's it. We're not locked into owning that power block, and it's one of the better advantages of doing it this way. That gives us a lot of future stability.
Yeah, the savings, as Mr. Korfman mentioned again, is just tying that down for a long period of time. In some of the information in the presentation that you have in front of your hand, there are some projections from several of our consultants on where those energy market prices are going to be over the next 8 to 10 years. And that, if you look at that chart in there, in about the next 5 or 6 year period, we're seeing a lot of stability in those rates once you get out into the latter years or getting into some more speculation. But this 8 year period that we're looking at, if you look at all the energy market projections through our various consultants that we use on a day-to-day basis, is seeing, it's telling us this is a good time to go out and pin down energy for short periods of times, and seeking multiple proposals and allowing us to kind of layer those needs in there as time goes on just gives us a lot of flexibility, and again takes a lot of that risk out and insulates us from those highs and lows that we see in the market. This coming week, for example, with the temperatures warming up, we're seeing energy prices that are 40-45% higher than they are today just because of seasonal temperatures in there. So this would tie this energy down somewhere in the neighborhood of the low to mid $30 a megawatt sort of range. Currently, right now, the energy that we purchase out in the market last year was averaging in that about $34-$35 a megawatt range, and we should be able to reduce that down a good 10% or so. Again, it should be very easy savings for us to realize at very very low risk, and we do have some options, and we don't plan to look at purchasing more energy than we need. We'll be taking a conservative route, very similar to how we buy energy in the day ahead and the hourly and short-term markets that we currently deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Brediger?
No, but I'd like to say something, President.
Go ahead.
I don't know about the rest of the council, but so we have two members absent tonight. Is it an issue if we let this go to second reading?
No,
we don't have any choice.
No.
Oh, that's true.
You have to have a minimum of 7 to pass on the first reading.
That's right. Forgot about that.
No, we weren't, I didn't write up the legislation to need this in the short term, but if we have a quorum next week, that would be good if we could do that again. Sooner we get the proposals in, gives us more time. And again, these contracts will not start until January 2019.
Anyone else have any comments? That completes our new business for this evening. We have no old business to discuss. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Besides singing happy birthday. No one volunteered, Mr. Clarkman, so
thank you.
You're off the hook. But you still got a day older, whether you like it or not.
It's better than the alternative.
I do need a motion to adjourn. Yes, sir.
So moved, sir.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Clarkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
All right.
Good.
That's what they do.
That's good.
I think I have
them. So what happens in the second for that as well?
Yes, yes.
We did not get that.
No, I was looking at what Bush said as they were talking.
Has a first grade at
6
to school.
Anytime it's like 4:30,
it depends on the
family from basketball.
There's 6 assets.
I don't think that's on the turn.
In the grand scheme of things, no. But they're saying that.